Venezuelan regime launches hashtag No More Trump campaign in bid to deter sanctions. By Ben Q on August 9, 2019. The socialist regime in Venezuela launched a hashtag No More Trump campaign Thursday, aimed at rallying the international community against economic sanctions imposed by the United States. Here it is. This is a manifesto addressed to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, which we will take with the signature of millions of Venezuelans. It will be reproduced so that it can be signed by the whole family, Maduro said during a televised address from Miraflores Palace following meetings with Chinese officials. The far-left dictator went on to announce that this Saturday will be a day of global protest against the United States with the slogan hashtag No More Trump. The global protest against Trump and his blockade that makes the people of Venezuela suffer starts this Saturday, August 10, he declared. One slogan, hashtag No More Trump. Enough of making Venezuela suffer. Get your hands off Venezuela, Donald Trump. Venezuela has the right to a future where its self-determination is respected and it has the right to build its own economic and social models. The protests are a response to the Trump administration's latest round of sanctions against the socialist regime that froze all its U.S.-based assets and those of individuals or entities providing material support to the regime. Many Venezuelans actively support sanctions in the hope that they will lead to the ousting of Maduro and an end to the country's political, economic, and humanitarian crisis. Past rounds of sanctions have principally targeted the country's state-run oil industry, Petroleum of Venezuela, PSVA, as oil is the country's largest export. Reuters reported in April that the regime has managed to avoid the impact of some economic sanctions, sending over invoices from its oil sales to the Russian state energy company Rosneft, who then returned the profits to the regime at a considerable premium. Maduro has long spouted his disdain for the U.S. president, describing him as a fascist and comparing him to Adolf Hitler. These are criminal acts, similar to the Nazis, Maduro said at the UN General Assembly last November of Trump's sanctions. Very similar to the Nazi and fascist ideology. Just like Hitler persecuted the Jewish people, Donald Trump persecutes the people of Venezuela. Trump has been forthright about his determination to remove Maduro from power. Last week, he told reporters he was considering a quarantine or blockade of Venezuela, in what would represent the most serious effort by his administration to remove the regime from power and instigate a transition to democracy. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.